Shout out to Jigsaw and Company. You know what it is. Bullpen over the bullshit. Bad news, nigga, the bully.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw and Company. You know you can find us on the Anchor app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And please, if you're not, you need to follow me on IG. It's Jigsaw Blue, Jigsaw with two G's, Jigsaw Blue 26. You already know what it is. Right now, I'm sitting here with the homie from Cab 229. If you're not listening to that on the Anchor app or wherever podcasts are streaming at, you is behind. I'm sitting with BJ the Best, Cab 229. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. What's going on with everybody, man?
Can't call it, man. I'm just living life, man. So, how did you get into the whole Cab 229 podcast?
Man, be honest with you, man. I was sitting there. Like, I always had a big business sense. So I kind of was like, yo, I'm going to recreate my image and what I was doing because I always knew how to brand myself with things. You know what I'm saying? So right. I was like, yo, you know, I'm driving cabs right now. You know, as one as my occupation. For everybody to know, this is a small business. For anybody who don't know, it's an independent contractor type work. So you can look at it from the fact who losing or winning. I care less. It's all about a dollar.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, let me get the benefits and let me add in, you know what I'm saying, some great content from the city. And I felt like the city didn't have a kind of dope little show. And I wanted the real locals. I ain't wanted nobody to be, you know what I'm saying? Give me a second.
Hey, yo, we're going to take a quick break, man.
All right, no, I'm not.
Yo, what's good? This your boy Jigsaw Blue, host of Jigsaw & Company. But this is not about me. This is me showing love to my peoples. Shout-outs to Marley at THSH Radio. It's on all streaming platforms. They have podcasts. Y'all need to go support him. Subscribe to his podcast. And shout-outs to BJ the Best, Cab 229. He's out there working. Y'all need to get out there, support his podcast, subscribe to his. Do this for the love. If you ain't supporting your friends, I don't know what you're doing. Yo, please subscribe to these podcasts. Cab 229 with BJ the Best, THSH Radio with my homie Marley on all streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't, you should download the Anchor app so you can get that exclusive real quick. And also, Jigsaw and Company is all on them streaming platforms as well. So subscribe, support, and let's get it in.
All right, man, we back with BJ the Best from Cab 229 Podcast. So you was talking about how you got into the whole podcast mixing with the cab.
Oh yeah, so and then plus, yo, I'm always out in the streets, man. Like I literally live out here in the streets, but at the same time, you know, I got a home and shit. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm out here. So when I'm out here, I meet a lot of cool, dope, interesting people who have war stories, so I get to learn Fayetteville from a different perspective than people that actually even live here. So I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to bring out, you know what I'm saying, that we all on the same, you can have everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, people be having big houses, but you know, anything's liable to happen. So, hey, you know, whatever. So that's how the show actually started becoming an idea.
So what's your favorite part about doing the whole podcast cab mix?
Oh man, they love me.
Your intro, man. Who did your intro?
Yo, shout out to Kira the Diva. Now check this out, yo. Kira the Diva mad at me right now, which is, you know what I'm saying? Cause listen, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I'm a cool person, but you know what I'm saying. That's my sweetheart. She always know I got love for her, but you know what I'm saying. But she did the intro. She blessed me with it. And I want to say, hey, you always got a friend in me. But anyway, you know, she did it for me. So that's how we got that.
That's what's up, man. So before you got into the whole, before you got into the cab business, what were you doing before that?
Oh, man. Whoa. Like how we looking? Because it was so, I got a lot of different times. So we looking like,
well, start from the beginning. Talk, who, how'd you become BJ the Best?
Oh, man.
Who is BJ the Best? Let's say that.
BJ the Best is Fayetteville. It's Fayetteville, man. It's where I had my son. It's where I had, became interested in business. It's where I seen the black dollar jump for me and made me successful in so many different realms. But the fact that I was still a knucklehead and I was learning, you know, life, because for me personally, I come from a smaller town in a super big city. So, you know what I'm saying? So for me personally, you know, one, you couldn't, in one situation, it was so expensive. So you're not liking that, especially when you're from, you know, the South. So, you know, hell nah. But at the same time, your home is not free enough to be able to make moves because of the bad history. So it's like, you know, you got to shake that up. So you come to your big town that's near you, which is 2-6.
Right.
So that's how you get into who I am. Now, I had a family. My kid's mother, you know, beautiful. She's beautiful. You know, everybody had an issue. So things happen. So, you know, I didn't have my son here, and things didn't work out, so I had to bounce on back to the good old Lawrenburg. And I left, went out to Kansas. I went out, chilled out there, did a couple work out there. I stayed in New York City. I stayed, I've been to Florida, been to St. Vincent, I've been to Barbados. So I was kind of like learning how to, well, when she took off with the kids, I was learning how to be stable. You know what I'm saying? Because I then had them got the chance to be in so many different realms to the point that I didn't know how to be stable. So I decided to stay here and become stable. So when I became stable, I got into business. Because for some odd reasons, I had a big spell on me about, you know, this blackness and, you know, it ain't a spell because it's a great thing ever. But I'm just saying this is how I was feeling because I didn't know that you could feel like this. You feel me? Like, it was just like... like, it was like that. It went from street dude who run, but got a second, you know, got a different type of life. It's a street dude who got away from home from the fact of the norm, because I was on my way to prison. Then changing my life, you know, wanting to do better because I did come from a different type of situation too. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I gotta do something, but I'm from North Carolina. So it's like, my people is from here, but I'm the only one that has a different route.
That has goals or ambitions, right?
Not really that. It was just I had a different route. Like, I was chopping on planes since a kid. Like, most people don't get to do that. They trying to do that now. I done had that experience without a parent. You know what I'm saying? With me, like, yeah, you going to New York. You got to go to New York because, you know, your grandma don't want you. I'm on the planes. 1, 2, 3. 5, 6, 7 years old, so I'm already looking at the globe, like, young. So I'm like, yo, my people used to be like, yo, we need to stay, you know, stay out. You got to stay out. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, ooh. But I'm like, nah, because, you know what I'm saying, that's like my village. This is my village. I'm from the 910. This is home. I got people that's dying and going to jail on a constantly in my hometown. My town not even that big. So for me personally, I got to make it attainable, but at the same time, I got to do what I got to do so I can get back to the people I love, because me being away in New York ain't going to do nothing but isolate me. Me being away in Kansas ain't going to do nothing but isolate me from doing what I need to do at the same time, be a father to my kids from where they from. They from North Carolina. They not here now, but they from here. So if I want them to be here or for me to be sitting here and fight, I need to lead them something in their own stick of the ground for them to have. Oh, he riding the bike. And for them to have from where they from.
Oh, just to let y'all know, we actually out here in the field. We actually in his cab. So if y'all hear anything.
Oh, yeah.
If you hear anything car related, shutting doors, We in the field, man.
Right now, I got him out here with the boy. You feel me? 229 out here. You feel me?
Cab 229. If y'all not, go ahead and subscribe to that podcast on all streaming podcast platforms.
Check this out. Listen. For all y'all that's out there, listen. The show is doing wonderful. Look, it's all it's doing is letting the locals meet the locals. While the other locals who got the music, let them be the locals and everybody rock out. I'm giving you everything that we got all at one time, making you a big ass sandwich. So you're gonna eat this sandwich. You feel me? I'm gonna charge you $5 to eat this sandwich. You feel me? So understand that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna make sure that everybody that's in this situation is taken care of and everybody get to know one another. You know what I'm saying? Dig what I'm saying? Feel what I'm saying?
So what other plans do you have besides the podcast? Because I know you is a business savvy person. You do have a business mind, and I know that you looking more than just doing the cab and the podcast.
Well, I was already, truthfully.
I told y'all we out here in the field, man.
But truthfully, I was already doing business because that's how I got to this point. I was kind of looking for ways to stay in the game in business and all the local businesses they Fayetteville have to offer. Like, I know that Fayetteville have certain independent businesses inside of Fayetteville that I know for a fact that, one, you don't believe that's true, that you can do it. Two, you know, it's not meant for everybody. And three, you know, if you used to work in a 5 to 9, then, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's like trying to talk to somebody, you know what I'm saying, that don't get what you're talking about. It's like a Christian trying to tell a Muslim, you know, they game banging on who God is better. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And we don't need that right now. You feel me? So, yeah, so, you know, that's how that go.
But you, I know you, because you have acted, dibble dabble in that, you know, you do rap, so you just trying to put a stamp, you trying to put BJ on different things to keep a connection flowing.
You can look at it like that. Nah, I was out here getting to know y'all. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know what I'm saying, it was time to get to know the people. Like, I really took my time out to get to know y'all. Like, that's what I did. Like, eventually I'm gonna meet you, so don't hide from me. I'm gonna meet you.
You be around, man. I'll be on my route, and I see that cab. Go ahead and
honk that horn. We ain't met by now. Listen, you gonna even ride in my cab? You even gonna stop me? It's whatever. I'm all over. I'm BJ the best.
Yeah, he cool people, man. It's real cool.
My leg is all fun and games, man. Everything is all peace with me, man. Like, yeah, I know I spread off on the thing, but like, truthfully though, I've been doing marketing all my life, so I have different marketing things I do. Most, that's how I ended up getting into podcast. I mean, getting into Anchor. The Anchor wasn't nothing but marketing. It wasn't even a goddamn. It wasn't even about. It was nowhere near about making a podcast like on a thing about, you know, another. It was just more like I seen it. It looked like a good business strategy. Like, let me rock it out. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna rock it out. Let's go ahead and do some numbers on it. Let's put some work behind it. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to be a rapper, so I didn't want to put my face out like that. Like, I was like, nah, I don't want to. I mean, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? I got the right execution to give you, you know what I'm saying, an artist, whatever. I got enough music to back it up, mm-hmm, that you'll probably think is, like, amazing. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, because there's so many of that occupation, I didn't want to go into like that. I kind of wanted to kind of go. It's really all about what job I wanted in this whole thing. That's what it is.
So you do feel like the rap game is oversaturated?
Nah, I just look at it like a job. I just want to, you know, you go into a job, you could be the cash register, you could be the boss, you could be the manager. So if we're going to have a rap game, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the fuck we got going on here, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bounce the dollars and I'm going to come in and play this game. You know what I'm saying? But I'm meet my people over here because this is what I love. I love music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody else love music a different type of way. Like, I love music because how we all start loving music. It's been in my life for God's own way. But at the same time, I do also understand that we got a cruelty world out here that don't give a fuck about it and we out of time.
Yeah.
But I also know how to take out, if we're going to do this shit, what we need. I mean, not as like a group of people, but I'm just saying, like, we're gonna do this shit, we might as well do it right. You know what I'm saying? Reason why we have, you know, saving all this other bullshit going on, because we don't put our money together. So, hey, let's put our dollars together. Like, it's not that hard. Like, you ain't gotta like me. That's why I keep my conversation raw. You know what I'm saying? I don't care for you to like me. What I do care for is to make sure that we get it right. So if I gotta keep, I have enough business spent. I don't need to know nobody else's business spent. But at the same time, I'm humble enough to listen. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't put my walls in. I have actual true plaques in the city to back up when it comes to my name about business. Whether they like it or not, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna tell you the truth about it. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be in business. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So long as that is the true fact and long as that's my history, I'm not saying, I'm always open to learn. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it true. Like, it's like playing basketball. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't play watch basketball like that, but I'm a basketball fan. But I'm not into it no more because I know that's a money-making scheme that they want. Not to say that we can't watch it, but we got way more things we could be doing with our dollars that everybody want to do, but they putting it on the back burner. Like, let's stop that. Let's get off the TV. Let's realize we do got families. Let's really, really put ourselves in our own game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so what's three things that you would change if you could, off top?
What you mean?
Like, you saying, because you said, like, we could be putting our money into other things. What would be three things that you would be, you will absolutely put money into that you feel like that would change the economy? Boy. All
right, check it out. If you go to every Arab store right now in Fayetteville, from Yaya's all the way to, I go to every Yaya's and this Lucky 7, they got a Bitcoin machine in that motherfucker. Go in there, you can put in $1, $2 and buy Bitcoin. That's how real I'm in with that shit.
You talking about like Bitcoin?
Man, Bitcoin, bro. I'm not kidding you, bro. I got stocks on that shit. Bitcoin, right now.
I heard it was on the rise as of lately.
Man, who gives a fuck? Listen, the dollar is about to drop. If you want some real knowledge, the dollar's about to drop. It ain't got nothing to do with a conspiracy. Why you think Trump? See, us as people, we're not looking at the game from a money perspective. We're looking at it. And then listen, just because I don't live in a big-ass house in a Maserati, that's not how you play the money game. The money game is all about structuring and having relationships and doing business. You talking about me driving a nice-ass car ain't got shit to do with my business because I could work a good job and have a nice car. But they ain't got shit to do on why we ain't got no store to deliver water.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how we not looking at it. You know what I'm saying? No, you got to have history and taking wounds and battle scars from starting your first business and losing and continuing. Because at the end of the day, you got to feed your family. But at the end of the day, that's like another sense of being a warrior. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you either going to fight or you going to sit there and play the safe game. So which one you want to do? You know what I'm saying? That's where I would change. Like, get out of playing it safe because you don't know whether your business is going to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Go to war for it because that's the only thing. You either gonna jump and make it or you gonna jump and fall. Either way, if you don't jump, you ain't gonna never see what's on the other side of the fence anyway. So you pick and choose. I'm gonna jump. You know what I'm saying? That's why you know. It's not even about risk. It's like, all right, let's say right now, let me keep it just simple as this. We in military time. Well, that's not really, but you know, it's another occupation in the city. It's not about taking a risk when it's time to go to work. They work is that. So they got to go and make sure they win so they can come the fuck back. It's not no, all right, we going to try this shit. This nigga, we got to go out here and really win. We really have to win in order for this shit to be safe.
But I mean, for that occupation, of course.
No, life is life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Life is life.
I feel like life is risk because you have to, everything that you, I mean, you have the choice to do it or not do it. And for instance, you from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade, you've been sheltered. Your parents been doing that. Your parents do everything for you.
Right.
You live your life. You turn 18. You have the choice to go out of state college or in college. You chose to go out of state.
Right.
What is that?
That's a perspective.
That's a risk that you have to take because You never been out on your own, especially out of state. Why would you, you know, I mean, you can think about it and say, you know, well, shit, why not go in state? Because you closer to home, and if something happens, you can always, I mean, either way, you can still come back, but it's all, like I said, it's all about that risk. And I feel like life, that's really.
But it's still only, that's only two perspectives you gave me. Like, but that still have like seven different perspectives that you have to still look at it from, just them two. Like, taking a risk to go there, taking it, staying in town. Like, that's two different perspectives. Now you got a third one, like, cost effectively. Can you, if you graduated from that school, from doing whatever the fuck you may do that says it's gonna give you $100,000. Can you translate that again once you leave that school? And can you really go produce that $100,000? Not because you're not smart enough to do it, just because you don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? You probably, this is the first time you ever made this money, and you definitely probably the only person in your family that actually made this out that money. Or you may be the person who partied too much and get into debt, and now you're in debt, trying to figure out how the fuck you gonna pay the debt and got two baby mamas. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
still risk, cause like this, you party, you risk your chance.
You
by
made
partying.
It. You maybe didn't get a good job, so now both of us in the same situation. We riding the bus together. Hey, nigga, I remember when you was in school. Oh yeah, man. Man, I had to come on back home. So I'm gonna lie to you about goddamn why that shit didn't work out. Even, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the fuck you got going on, but you gonna lie about. Not saying that's what people do, but I mean.
Yeah, it happens.
Just because you don't want nobody to be like, damn, bro, people, you go to goddamn. Then you go, goddamn, you was in Sarah Kate, you know, out there in college, goddamn, playing football. And see, that's unfair. Because of what your expectation of success ain't should be nobody else's. It ain't got shit to do with nothing.
I think that's what's wrong with society as well. We all dictate success from other people's perspectives.
Yeah, so you know, I got to beef with you about, not beef with you, but like, I had to, let's say I went all the way to college and was a football player. You feel me? Like, you see me rock out, whatever, and then I put my leg up. I can't come back home because... Now, listen, I'm the only person who probably made it out the bunch of people that was in there. So, to come back home, they're going to be looking at me like... They might love me, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they're going to be like, yo, they seen what they see on TV with this money shit. Like, oh, shit, what happened to that contract you had? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now he got to be able to tell you a story that's going to be able to kind of, like, keep his...
Well, that's on that person to... He has to deal with that fear.
Most people got that fear, though. You got to think about it. Everybody got that fear. That's the most thing. That's why nobody ain't out here doing what they really want to do. Because they feel like right now, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm sorry. Everybody want to make more money, right? And don't get wrong.
Facts.
These are different ways. Now, for me personally, I always learn different systems. So that's how I know that we can make more money different ways. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But you got to invest in your system in order for the system to pay you back the money. You know what I'm saying? Like let's have an example. This cab business. I got fired from the Ramsey store on Ramsey. My last $300. And a dude across the street had a taxi, but he did not tell me how to do it. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just go over there. But see, I already have enough business sense to know that and if it was a job. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to go over there. They told me, like, this right here, like, yo, this is not no job. This is a business. So you going to get paid, you got to invest your money in. So like, yo, here, there's a paper. Go downtown, start. You know, this is how you get into that, though. You know what I'm saying? Every other business had that different way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I did Kirby. I done did, you know. And I always been prosperous in all of them. So I don't have, like, a story of not doing that. I'm number one in everything I ever did, you know, when it came to business. Now, football and shit, I was good, but, you know, you know, I get down there, it's $60, so I invested in a small little business thing, got my license, and I realized I turned $60 into almost a master of, I'm running technically $70,000 through my hand, through the whole city, and this, I can't even cap on everything else on it. You know what I'm saying? That's just, I know for a fact, touching through the city, me touching physical money through this whole motherfucking city. At least $70,000. Now, that's almost what? Hell of a good job.
Yeah. That's, you're talking about 70, and a lot of people don't even make 70,000 a year.
Right. So, now, The part about that is that people don't federalize. Now, this is what you got to look at when it comes to bigger money and smaller money. I still got an expense column even on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to make sure the cab is like close to $90 a day. Mm-hmm. So time that about 30 days. Why are you waking up 30 days? Count that. You see what I'm saying?
You're looking at.
That's what I'm pushing out for.
2700. If that. Wait.
That's what I pay out. Listen, but I ain't. That's what I put out. I'm putting out. You finna get that on your check. That's your check. I just put that. I just gave that to them. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? You see the perspective?
Yeah.
I'm giving you your whole set. I'm giving them what you done got from another company. That's how they look at you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm finna get a surge from them under their brand. Just like if you own McDonald's. But this is a small way to get into finance. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got multiple other ones, but it's a perfect example of how, like, if you make $100 million, you got to remember, it's things in between that. Like, everybody be like, oh, shit, you got $100 million. No. $100 million plus all your expenses that got to come out of that, so you really only got $50 million. Because the other $100 going to maintain the house, maintain, if you ain't got no good budget, you feel what I'm saying? Whatever right. comes out of that, you know, your ass, your marketing, your you know, the lady who's going to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, running the ship, you know what I'm saying, the assistant. Let me know. We can still
good? We good.
You know what I'm saying? Just running. You know, we got to look at that because that's what you're going into a job for. When you go into a job, you're looking for an assistant. You're looking for somebody to tell you got this job. You're looking for somebody to come tell you what to do. Well, the flip-flop is that you got to do that for yourself. And you got to produce. Mm-hmm. And you can't be scared to produce because ain't nobody in this game. Everybody's running on this world guessing too. Like, just realize that, like, the same day you learn about this day is the same day Donald Trump learned about this day. So he don't fucking know and you don't fucking know. So why the fuck is you keep, you know what I'm saying, listening to what the fuck they talking about? It's like a good marketing strategy. They shit good. Yeah. They gave you the history. They gave you some pain. You be like, damn, White House. That's the story behind the White House. You've been watching that shit your whole life. You know what I'm saying? So anything they say, you're going to be like, man, that shit got to be true. Man, fuck what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's good marketing. Just like goddamn Kardashian. It's good marketing. Yeah. All you got to do is do your shit like that. It's good marketing. But we ain't got to kill each other to be trying to. That's the reason why we ain't prospering, because we all trying to be the first one. Everybody trying to be the first one instead of just realizing that, man, we all went out there with bananas, orange, and fruit, and sold oranges while everybody wrapped their ass off and went out there and, you know, did something that simple. There you go. That's circulating the dollars. It's that simple.
And we got it too, man, because we as black people, we are the culture. Everybody wants to be us. Mm-hmm. We just have to learn how to love ourselves and then be able to lift each other up just as well as the white community, the Asian communities, the Mexican communities. They lift each other up.
Like, but I don't even, not me personally, that's one perspective, but again, you know what I'm saying? We look at black and white, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? They just do business together. Like, they don't have to like each other, but they in there running that goddamn Chinese restaurant. Like, who gives a fuck about loving each other? Just do business and just do the business. Because at the end of the day, everybody else is learning how to do business together. White people can hate each other all day, but at the end of the day, Donald Trump is the president, and if some white nigga on the electric store down here, they do not have to see eye to eye. But it's a white thing. See what I'm saying? Now, I can love you all day. I can love you all day, my guy. I can love you. But we ain't doing no business, so that's why we broke. You see what I'm saying? Now, we did business and didn't give a fuck about loving each other. Your child and my child can go to the same school by another black woman now because we just do great business and we stay on truth with the business. Like, my job is not to destroy your business. Your job is not to destroy my business. My job is to make sure we produce so whatever we did together at that time still grows and them kids be able to, we still fund the school that they've been going to for the last 20 years. And we, there's a black lady or a black man that's running that, and us running, whatever you running, whoever that running, Johnny Blow, cool, doing whatever he doing, we doing, and we all is in the line regardless of what the fuck, because at the end of the day, China boxes up. You gonna go to jail or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't, goddamn, you gotta spend all this goddamn money. We need some dollars. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and I am not trying to get my kid to go work for another dollar. If you wanna be a doctor, we're gonna buy you a pharmacist. Now you can learn that shit. Cause you obviously gonna learn with him, so shit, fuck it. You can get it right. So if I gotta go buy 40 acres and a mule, I have to do that. It's not, you know what I'm saying, whether or not, you know what I'm saying? That's what got to go down. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the military go to work, they have to win. And if they lose, nigga, that's our ass.
That's true. Okay.
Well, I don't
know who
that ain't had to go to Africa.
Well, shit, man. My last question I'd like to ask. If you had a book, what would be the title of your book?
Oh, man. Really, it depend on. I would have to write 3 books, so I would say the first book would be North Carolina, We First in Freedom for the Black people. 2, we got everything that we need right here because we got agriculture. So that name of that book. We got everything we need right here because we got agriculture.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one be Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street.
And the 910. And really Black Wall Town, really, but you know. I mean, I was gonna call it Blackville, you know what I'm saying? So
you said Blackville?
Yeah. Another part of the town where, you know what I'm saying, where we all, you know, whoever all came, we all came together in one spot, kind of put all the business in one spot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, really Blackville. Yeah, that would be the third one. That would be the one. If I wrote a book.
Okay, so tell the people how they can get at you, man.
Oh, man. Hey, 910-600-8205. I come pick you up. I go drop you off. And we're going to do a little business. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So, if you want to get in touch. And I'm on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have really, you know, a Facebook. I don't really care for all that, so I guess I'm out of date. You know? Fuck it. But you can get my number and get the real me, though, so I'm really touchable. You know what I'm saying? Real touchable. Call me the untouchable, but I'm really touchable. You can get really me. Matter of fact, you can do the show, too. So, hey, you know, if you want to get on the show, call me at number 910-600-8205. You feel me?
Y'all heard him, man. It's BJ the Best from Cab 229. All streaming platforms that has podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, bro. All Cab 229. Matter of fact, you can Google that shit and it's going to pop up. So, you know what I'm saying? Google that shit. Man, show doing well. So, if you want to get your stuff out, look, free promotion. This is all on me. Free promotion. The show carries itself. So, if you got music.
Uh-huh.
You got something to say?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'll give you that. All on me. You got to pay me for my ride, so peace.
Well, you already know what it is. It's your boy Jigsaw Blue for the Jigsaw & Company podcast. You know we drop every Wednesday on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and the Anchor app. Subscribe. Want to email me, jigsawblue@gmail.com, IG jigsawblue26, and I'll see y'all next week.
It's Jigsaw & Company.